Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, what do these events in Westminster mean for the political timetable on this side of the Irish Sea? Specifically, if the timetable for the resolution of this stage of the Brexit negotiations slips, does it have implications for the timing of a general election here? Katie Hannan, political correspondent, is here with me. Katie, is there any update on how these negotiations on the supply and confidence deal are going?
Well, I understand they're more or less finished with this review because, of course, they haven't been negotiating. They've been reviewing this confidence and supply deal. It's been going on for 6 weeks. I've told they've been meeting up to three times a week. They've been getting briefings from secretary generals and officials from all the various departments. It's been described to me as intense interaction has taken place. They're going to meet again this week just to review today's events, actually, in Brexit. And I'm told then that Micheál Martin will deliver his verdict on this review stage before the Christmas break.
So in the meantime, you know, how long can the present arrangement then continue? Are they limping along or are they moving along in lockstep?
Well, the supply and confidence, our confidence and supply agreement, hasn't actually run out because it's generally believed that it was for three budgets for this point in time. But actually, if you look at the detail of the agreement that was agreed, it was for the full term of the government. But at that time, it was assumed that if they would be doing very well indeed to make it to the third budget and to this end of 2018 when the review clause was going to be triggered. But despite the many bumps we've had along the way, it has been much more durable than many people expected. And while there are figures both in Fine Gael and in Fianna Fáil, and no doubt many outside of those parties who are restless and fed up with this arrangement and believe it hasn't delivered what it should, there does remain within at the top of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil a deeply held fear that if one side or the other is seen to cause an election for party electoral gain, then, as Theresa May found out the hard way, that party may well pay a heavy price at the polls.
There's also the question of reading the political timing, isn't there, and what's good for one party in one set of circumstances may not necessarily be good for another party. Each party has to read the tea leaves
they
for
do.
Themselves, don't
and they?
They
have to look at the polls as well, and the polls would be more attractive to Fine Gael because they have been edging ahead in the polls, maybe not as well as they had been doing a few months ago. They're not as far ahead now as they were then. But you would say right now, if there was an election call tomorrow, they would be in pole position.
But of course, it is the outside factor, the Brexit factor in the UK, the political instability in Westminster. Probably makes an early general election here less likely.
You would have to say that because remember last August, Leo Varadkar wrote to Micheál Martin and said, asking him really to agree that they would both agree to an election date in the summer of 2020. Now, it's a measure of the trust or lack of trust between the parties that Fianna Fáil did not take that as a comforting letter. They've worried that they were being lulled into a false sense of security and that they could then be, you know, shocked into a snap election. So in October, Micheál Martin upped the ante by writing a letter to Leo Varadkar. And he basically said that an election during this critical time being this Brexit instability, would create dangerous instability during a period when the Brexit deal could be derailed by the constantly changing situation in Westminster. And in effect, what he did was that he said that even if the review of this confidence and supply deal ran into trouble, that Fianna Fáil would continue to support the government until this Brexit issue was resolved.
So, you know, with the constantly changing situation we have in Westminster, changing again today and deadlines being pushed back again today, does it mean now that Fianna Fáil's commitment not to bring down this government is extended further?
In short, it appears that it is. When he wrote the letter in October, it was seen as a letter of comfort that they wouldn't bring down the government ahead of the March 29th deadline, which was then the date for the UK's withdrawal. Speaking to a senior Fianna Fáil source today, they said that if this deadline slips, and there does seem to be more uncertainty around that after today's vote not going ahead, I'm told that Micheál Martin's commitment not to pull down the government in circumstances of political instability would have to stand. That if the Brexit uncertainty and instability is still there, then the commitment not to pull down the government would stand.
What's the Taoiseach's view?
Well, the spokesperson for the Taoiseach is repeating again that the Taoiseach has always been very clear about his position on the timing of the next election. He said, we're working towards the summer of 2020.
So confidence and supply goes on until the UK resolves its arrangements from Brexit, would seem to be the situation.
Well, that's the sense we're getting out of the parties today. But of course, it's only 3 weeks ago that we were hearing from the... excuse me, from the Fine Gael party conference that there was going to be these pledges about major tax cuts if Fine Gael were elected again. Ministers were telling us the photos were taken, election posters were ready to go, the printing presses were well oiled. So I think while instability would probably make it more difficult for Fine Gael to call an election, even if they were so minded, given how much the Taoiseach must crave a stable majority, you would have to think that you can't predict what's around the corner.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Katie Hannon, our political correspondent.